home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Big deals.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Welcome back. There we go. Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Mel does have some updates on the streets. Of course, they're doing lots of work while they can.
Yeah, really quickly, we'll go through these. Frankfort Power and Light will have South Street closed all day between Jackson and Main. And then Frankfort Water Works will have West Green Street closed between Rossville and Railroad. All day, that's happening. And then the county highway is out working on 100 North. They're going to have it closed, which 100 North, if you're not sure what that is, it is Clinton Central Blacktop. Going to be closed for several hours between 7:30 East and 8:30 East. So just avoid the areas, make the rounds, I mean, we all know there's detours everywhere, so.
There are. Give them some grace on the roads as they're working. Although, also, real quickly, I told Kimberly Black last night, and I just want to say it publicly, our downtown area looks phenomenal right now. The flowers are gorgeous. I was down there the other day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so, the flags from the 250, I mean, it was just great. So I just want to give them a heads up and say, thank you. It looks beautiful down there. They've done a great job. The flowers look beautiful. So I just wanted to say that.
Good job keeping everything alive through all that high heat.
Right? And so, and the flowers are just beautiful this year. So I just wanted to tell everybody that it looks great downtown. And I'm very pleased to be part of the Hot Dog Festival coming in, because as I look downtown, I'm like, I'm proud of my downtown.
Right.
And people have worked on their facades and I think the downtown looks as good as it's looked. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And if you don't agree with me, then keep your mouth shut. So, there's that. It just looks great. So anyway, we do have another guest in studio.
In-house, Dr. Matt Rota, Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent. And thank you for coming in. It feels like it's been forever, even though I know we've only skipped a month.
Great to be here. I've missed you guys. So
we missed you as well.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's good to be here. And I echo that, Cindy. I saw Mayor Sheets last week, too, and just said the flower pots look, that they just pop, and it looks beautiful. And with the new, I call it Farmer's Bank, but that new, just all of the facades downtown just looks with
Ellis
the iron
Jewelers
block,
there
Ellis
down
Jewelers,
the side,
yeah, the new county building.
I'm like, our downtown is kicking right now.
It is. It looks beautiful, and it's great to have pride in the community, and aesthetics is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful.
Even
down
with
there.
Schools, isn't it?
Especially with schools. Yes. We may get into that today.
Yeah, well, let's just jump into that because I know you've had some work being done, you know, at the middle school. And I mean, let's just talk about everything that's going on with all the buildings, because it's not a fun subject to talk about, but it's a constant subject because you have to keep the upkeep on all the buildings, and you have to upgrade. And sometimes you find that educationally needs need to change, and so therefore buildings on the inside need to change to meet those educational needs. So let's just talk about all the buildings.
You know, I think the one thing, and you guys will look at me maybe cross-eyed, that I mean, we've got a lot of great things going on, but that detention and retention pond at Blue Ridge Primary, that's been a thorn in the side for years, because it's just so hard to keep the algae from growing there. We've tried different treatments. Gary Crumb's lawn tamer has taken that over, is doing a beautiful job. So we've got a fountain in the middle of it. It looks good. They took care of all of the weeds in the detention pond. That's the dry pond, and took care of that. So that's one area that has been tough to be able to keep looking nice. And everybody passes by that. So I'm excited about the pond at Blue Ridge Green Meadows and keeping that in good shape. And it's good to have a partner, Gary Crumb and Lawn Tamer, to keep that looking nice. Blue Ridge and Green Meadows, their flat roof got taken care of this summer. It's currently being worked on. They should finish up here middle to end of August with their work on the roof. Now, that's the part that you don't see, but it you will see it inside if the roof is not fixed. So you'll see a lot of staining on ceilings, and just doesn't look good. So the roof at Green Meadows, Blue Ridge, will be finished at the end of the summer. We just had their parking lot seal coated, so that makes things look nice and pop. So we've got a rotation of getting all of our parking lots seal coated every couple of years to try to make sure that the parking lots are looking nice and lined and popped. Our high school weight room was finished this year in June. So our weightlifting program just kicked off in the new weight room at the beginning of June. So it looks beautiful. And we showed pictures of that at our board meeting last night. And people and kids will get the opportunity to go through it, unless you were in the weight program and you already experienced it. So it's great to give kids just a beautiful space to be able to lift and work out and get better at their sports that they're involved in. Middle school is, if you've driven by it, the pyramid skylights were taken out this summer. So those are gone, and Those probably in 1989 were pretty cool.
Those were the thing.
But they became and they provided a lot of beautiful natural light in that commons area, but they were a leaking machine. Mm. And so when you look up, ceilings were stained. And so it's nice to be able to have that. We'll miss the natural light coming in there. But this summer they took that out. They put all new flooring in the whole commons area and down the athletic hallway. So it looks gorgeous. So we're looking forward to kids coming back to being able to see that. Our library was updated there. Upstairs hallway, all of the rooms were renoed, science rooms, and new lockers were painted with hot dog blue. So the building project there will be mainly complete here about October, finishing up in December. So we've got that looking great. And then, of course, we're selling our 2026 bonds today to be able to kick off. So we hope for a good interest rate on that. And we'll be kicking off all of our athletic fields and pool and high school HVAC projects will start taking off this year as a result of getting that bond money, about $16 million of bond money coming in for those projects.
Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent Dr. Matt Rota is our guest on Party Line today.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've talked about all the fun stuff.
Yes.
Let's talk about, you're already obviously prepping for the new school year. You're going to be opening the doors here at the beginning of August. What are some of the changes that you've had, like curriculum changes, maybe course personnel changes? How are you adapting to all of that?
Well, the personnel changes, we experience those, and most all schools experience those every year. And we experience those, unfortunately, all the way up to and through sometimes the first few weeks of school and sometimes fewer during the school year. But we're kind of used to that. Our middle school and high school principals have the most to fill, and they've been filling those. We've got our elementary, one of our elementaries just has a special, Suncrest has a special ed opening there as a result of a special ed teacher not returning. That was a teacher on contract. So then our high school and middle school have a few positions left to fill. So, and then yesterday, our kindergarten through eighth grade teacher leaders and principals got together at our central office to go through all of curriculum the mapping of when things get taught during the year and how they get assessed to make sure kids are on track to hitting their state benchmark testing goals for the year. So it was great to have all of them in the building yesterday to go over that. And then in June, our high school group, high school staff and teacher leaders in math, language, arts, science, and social studies got together to do the same thing. So we've been doing this off and on. I mean, when the school year ends, we still have, teachers are still working. And I think that's, a lot of people think teachers get out of school and they're not working anymore. And they're always, whether they're paid coming in or not, they're coming in to work throughout the summer. And then we have workshops like that where we are really focused on kicking off the school year. We've got a new math screener that the state said that we've got to give this year. It was kind of like the reading screener to make sure that for dyslexia, got the same thing for math coming on this year, that we've got to have a screener. We've done this before, but now this is a mandate from the state. So we keep track of kids who are struggling with math as well as reading and respond and help get them to grade level. So, and we can't announce them yet because they're still embargoed, but we've got great things to announce at both Suncrest and Green Meadows with our iRead scores. But that's about all I can say at this point.
Look at you giving us a tease. Wow.
Little tease.
Dun, but that, dun, dun.
Just a result of what our principals and teachers are doing great things for kids. And I think I sat here probably about 4 years ago saying we're below grade level at every grade level, K through 12, and that's not the case anymore. So I get goosebumps telling you that. So we're doing great things for kids.
That's awesome.
You talked about bringing in these screeners because of the mandate. So are they helping with the budget on that and being to giving you the extra money, or is this something you just got to squeak out of what you already got?
There's a formative assessment grant that we apply for to be able to pay for that. So, but by paying for that, then there's another one that we, you know, would have on there before. So, yes, they do provide this formative assessment grant to be able to, you use the two screeners that the state says you pick between the two. And so, yes, they do. Fortunately, on that one, it is a funded mandate because we don't have too many of those.
I was going to say, because when we talk, unfortunately, we have to talk about funding all the time. And it's very unfortunate that's a subject when we're talking about our kids and their education. Let's just go into that. We're still looking at the funding issues for that might pop up. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen. But how have you and your board been looking at where you can maybe not necessarily cut, but maybe move money around to make it work better in other areas?
Well, I think I'm very fortunate and blessed to have both a great school board and an assistant superintendent of finance who are really have their understanding of that, and we're able to mitigate some of that SEA one by being able to take out bonds. So things that we would usually pay for out of the operation fund, we're able to mitigate those tax cap losses, and those will increase as we get down the road here with SEA one. We'll be able to mitigate those losses with our bond money that we'll use to be able to help with paying for buses and paying for some maintenance that we would normally take out of the operation budget. So that's how we're prepping for that. I think a lot of districts around the state have gone to are going to ask for a referendum. And we're not going to ask our taxpayers for that at this time. So we're going to be able to use bond money to be able to help offset that loss that we're going to experience with SEA 1. So that's how we'll roll with that one. With the enrollment piece, we get state tuition support in our education fund from enrollment. So that will only help if we, you know, gain more kids. And so we're always looking for ways to gain more kids in our buildings. And more kids we have, the better that helps with being able to have more funds to be able to pay for and keep our teacher salaries competitive.
You up for a question? We have a caller with a question.
Yeah, is that Mr. Carl?
It is Mr. Carl. All right, Carl, go ahead.
And I met Carl. Hi, Carl. I met you for the first time last year.
Yeah, I think you're doing a real good job. On the news, it don't matter whether it's the news all over the United States or just Indiana, but I've been listening to a lot of what they're saying in Indiana about going to a four-day school week. Have you heard anything about that? Is it good or is it bad? They say the scores are a lot higher on a four-day than they are a five. What's your recommendation on that?
I would say the four-day week, it's similar to a balanced calendar, Carl, that there's not academic data that you can directly tie with it's going to be better for your kids to go to that. What it is it is a four-day week and a balanced calendar. It is so intense when that school year starts for staff and kids. It provides a mental break for your staff and kids, and whether it's a four-day week or a balanced calendar where you've got more breaks throughout the school year, it is more an affect in helping out than it is tied to curriculum. Community Schools of Frankfort, a four-day week. I don't, of course, a four-day week, you've got to have an A rating from here on out, so no one can apply for that four-day week unless your school has an A rating. But I would think with our school district, we want to see our kids each and every day, 5 days a week. Now, do we want to have some more frequent breaks? Yes, but we I don't see us ever going to a four-day week because we want to be able to have our kids there each and every day, give breakfast to them, give lunch to them 5 days a week.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I was just curious because they're doing a lot of talking about that.
Right.
You know, and I was just worried, you know, about I figured they went to a 4 day week. They're trying to cut money out from the schools, you know, instead of a five. I don't know. So,
well, I think the state is making it more harder to be able to go to. There's only one school in Indiana that is in a 4 day week, and I think after that happened, now they're looking at that, saying the state is saying if you want to do that, that's fine, but you've got to show that you have your kids at the learning benchmark with the state. If you do and you get an A rating, then you can apply for that, and I get that and go for it. Community Schools of Frankfort, I don't see us wanting to go that direction, even when we are an A school or an A district, because we want our kids every day at school and give them lunch and breakfast and help out there.
Yeah. Hey, God bless all of you, you girls too, and have a wonderful, wonderful hot dog festival.
Hey, God bless you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Yeah, he brings up a good point. I just don't see, unless the nation would go, or even the state would go to a 4 day work week for adults, you know, anybody out there in the workforce, then I could see a 4 day school fitting with the family dynamics. But otherwise,
a lot of parents work on Fridays or whatever day is going to be your day off.
All you're doing is creating
another
problem for the families.
It's what you get used to. It's the same thing. I was at two elementary schools as a principal as a balanced calendar, and it's the same thing you hear. It's going to be hard for daycare. Once you put it in place and everybody gets used to it, it's great for everybody. And the 4 day week, I think it's the same thing. It's what you get used to. You know that you're going to have to find some type of care for your kids on a Friday every week. And I think the school that is doing it now finds that their parents are good with it, and the kids are good with it, staff's good with it. So I think it's what you get used to. You could argue one way or the other on it. And I think it's just what does your community. What are your community needs, and what is the appetite for that? And can you justify why you're going to that? And I think it's important for everybody to have some breaks, but you also want to make sure that you are keeping up the academic rigor and making sure your kids are achieving at high levels. So I get why the state also kind of put that parameter on it now too.
Let's talk about the co-op.
Okay.
And,
yes.
And how are you guys getting ready to approach the new school year with the co-op?
Well, we are, we've been talking for years about having our own career center, our co-op, and we've been blessed by just partnerships with Ivy Tech, the city and the county, and now it's CEAF, it's the Clinton County Economic Advancement Foundation. Where now that Ivy Tech is no longer there and paying the operational costs, we were relying on a Ready Grant to come in to be able to pay for some of the big upgrades for heating and air. And we've been given a preliminary, hey, thumbs up that we're going to get the Ready Grant. And as soon as we get the total green light, we'll begin work on getting design work done for the HVAC, which is will be a year out before any of that happens. So we will remain as the Wildcat Creek Co-op with all the four county schools sending kids to the downtown. We'll have to come up with a new name for it. We've been calling it the Ivy Tech Building downtown. But the city and county have graciously worked together to deed the property over to CEAF. We weren't ready to say we wanted to own it yet, just because we don't know the impact of what SEA1 will do on all four of our county schools. But we are willing to pay all the operational costs for the building, and then we'll pay up to an extra $5,000 per district for anything above the operational costs, and then CEAF will take care of the rest. And the city and county are also putting in I think 50, total of 30,000 for between the two of them for any big costs that come up to be able to help with the building. So it's really taking a partnership with all these entities to be able to make this work for kids. And so we will be back in there again for the third year, but now Ivy Tech will only be associated with it if when they're offering any type of classes in the evening. And we also have the Learning Network, who offers classes there in the evening too. So the building will be and continue to be used from the beginning of the day to the evening every day, which is what our the vision was for it. So it's not quite the cradle to career, but it's definitely a high school and a career oriented. So we'll have adult learning going on there as well after kids are out of there at the end of the day. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is a project that's been brewing for a very long time, and it's finally coming to fruition, and it's something that we need in this area, being able to help these kids move on, because not everybody's gonna go to a 4-year school,
right?
Not everybody's gonna go to a 2-year school. Maybe right. They're ready to go straight into the workforce, and this is how they're gonna get there.
We've been blessed with the Learn Academy, with NHK, Tinico, Covestra and Frito-Lay to be able to take our kids in. That program is growing. It's an industrial maintenance, and we've talked about that before with focus on the electrical aspect of it. And we're fortunate to be able to offer that, and that program is growing. So I think we've got close to 15 kids enrolled in that this year.
And those kids get high-paying jobs. I mean, they go right from a good school program mm-hmm. to good-paying jobs.
They do. They sure do. So we're excited about that. That runs through the downtown building. And then our CNA program is really big there. Those mm-hmm. All of our county kids go there, and a lot of them get the internships at IU Health. So again, going into high paying jobs mm-hmm. at some point, they leave there with a certification, like a medical assistant certification when they leave. So they're not only leaving and getting those experiences, but they're leaving and they're getting certifications that help them get jobs. And usually when they get in those jobs want people to go back to school and further their education. So it really, they're able to get their pretty much education paid for, you know, when they go down that road, if they want to. So we're excited about the things offered there. We've got a new in our I continue to call it criminology, but criminal justice class. We've got a screen there where Jason Allball takes kids through different scenarios, and it's just like the you know, maybe not just like the police train on, but it's similar. So kids get some great experiences and real world experiences doing that there. So we used money from our career tech in order to purchased that last year. So that's being used down there. So we've got a lot of really neat things offered there, and we're trying to find ways to provide kids transportation there so they have access, so they do sign up for the classes and are able to go there. And juniors and seniors are the ones who are accessing that building, because it's at that junior and senior level when they're taking those type of classes that they're taking them there at the downtown building.
You mentioned transportation a little bit. Are you good with buses and drivers and that kind of thing? And is it still, if you're a mile, you walk? If you're, talk about that, and if it's what the plan is for this year.
So with that, for it's still the mile for our schools. If you live less than a mile from the school, you walk or get a ride. If you live a mile or more, then the bus will transport you there. With this, bringing kids, high school kids there, we want to be able to bring our Frankfort High School kids from the high school to the downtown building or to EMS, because that doesn't come through there. Stephen Deckard's been great about helping out with that. It's hard to be able to get instructors to stay with that, but he's helped out tremendously. And then also to our building trades. And then we have kids who go from the high school over to Blue Ridge who are in our elementary or preschool pathway. So We are trying to find a part-time driver to be able to take kids from pretty much 9 to 1 o'clock every day. So it's kind of, it's a part-time job. It's a wonky hours, but if somebody would love to do that, it's a little over $15 an hour, and we would have somebody work 9 to 1 each day taking kids to those places.
That'd be a great part-time job for somebody that's retired. I mean, that'd be awesome.
If I was retired, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to just have kids come
no
on.
No kidding.
And
that'd be the fun part, seeing the kids every day.
Fist bump them and just drive them to and from. Yeah. There's no prep. You just got to be friendly and be safe driving.
Yeah.
And pass a drug test.
Absolutely.
Well, I think it sounds fantastic, everything that you guys are doing. You're getting ready. Like I said, doors are getting ready to open. So what are you looking forward to as you bring these kids back in?
Looking forward to our high school continuing with, they've done an excellent job. We've got their rural early college grant to be able to offer associate's degree to a group of kids coming in as freshmen. So looking forward to that with our Gem City University. Jen Flynn, our high school principal, presented to the board last night. So kids who leave that with an associate's degree, they're, you know, it's pretty much giving them $22,000.
That is awesome.
You know, so they're able to get 2 years of college paid for. We've got our Indiana College Corps, which gets a year of college paid for. So, and those are real teachers at Frankfort High School who have certifications to teach dual credit, being able to offer that. So excited about that at the high school. Excited about our youth sport program that Jeff Irwin, our athletic director, has just put together. He's amazing. We're blessed to have him. And we know that if we want our athletic programs to be able to thrive, it starts with kids in elementary school. So getting that started this year, and we're taking our middle school athletic director has become an assistant athletic director of the high school. So he'll oversee middle school athletics, but he'll also oversee this youth sport program too. So excited about getting that started. Excited about all the work that our teachers and principals have been doing and leading and moving the needle in academics, both at our elementary school level, middle school and high school. So excited about seeing that just continue that growth off of what we've seen over the past 2 years, and excited about the academics, excited about seeing our sports programs take off, and our arts programs. Our band was just out there just now practicing, and I know they're looking forward to going back to the state fair again coming up. To last year they made it to the Sweet 16, the first time in years. So we're looking forward to that. And of course, our fourth A is the aesthetics, and just continuing to make our buildings and properties look beautiful for our kids and teachers to be able to have great places to teach and learn in.
Well, Dr. Rota, we appreciate you coming in, taking time out of your busy summer, because I know you don't get a whole lot of family time, but you do get some before you're rocking and rolling back into the education area.
Yes, so. I get some. So this summer is all my honey-do list from my wife, and then take an afternoon off tomorrow. My sister, little sister, is in from Washington, so her and her family. So we'll go and visit with them tomorrow afternoon. So, but take time off here and there throughout the summer. But when you're got a passion and it's a mission for public education, I don't know, it's a joy to work too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent Dr. Matt Rota, thank you so much. And we'll get to hear from him now that school is, I'm going to say, kind of back in. It's really not, but we'll be hearing from him pretty much monthly, or at least very much more here now that the summer months are starting. See, you guys say it's over. I'm just going to say it's starting to maybe wind down, but definitely not over for me.
All right. However, whatever makes you feel good.
And that makes me feel good. A couple of other things we need to remind some folks about. Also, tomorrow, Cruise Into the Music is happening at Abby and Libby Memorial Park, just outside of Delphi. That's 6 o'clock until 8. By the way, the event is free. There are dash plaques for the first 30 cars, and that is from 6 o'clock until 8. The band tomorrow night is Revive. Also tomorrow, of course, don't forget, is the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby. Mm. That's at TPA Park. That's at 7 p.m. at Sapphire Bay. You can still get ducks, by the way. All you have to do is text QUACK to 53555, so you can still get in on the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby. Then, of course, it's the Back to School Waddle. That's tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock until 8 at TPA Park. It includes that Wacky Packy Quacky Quacky Duck Derby, backpack giveaway, Bomba sock giveaway, $10 sports physicals, school vaccine information, back to school pictures, food and games, resource booths, and so much more. And we'll be broadcasting live from 5 o'clock until 7, thanks to our friends at Homestead Resources. Of course, this weekend is the Hot Dog Festival, and also over in Tipton County coming up on Saturday, 8 o'clock until 3, it's the Christmas in July Garage Sale. That's at 1200 South Main Street in Tipton for our folks that live over in the Tipton area. So, Mel, your streets?
Yeah, real quick reminder, County Highway will have 100 North closed several hours between 730 East and 830 East. Also, Frankfort Water Works will have West Green Street closed between Rossville and Railroad Streets all day. And Frankfort Power and Light will have South Street closed all day between Jackson and Main Street. So avoid the areas.
All right. Dr. Rhoda, thank you so much. Good luck on the first day.
Hey,
we might talk
you.
To you before then, and we'll probably see you, I'm guessing, at Stuff the Bus.
At Stuff the Bus.
Yes.
Stuff the Bus. May see you at the
Stuff
Hot Dog
Bus
Festival.
Next week, yep.
Could try to get back for the Colton Dixon concert on Saturday
there
night.
You go.
So, but yeah, just we'll see you around.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening as well. You've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.